Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Commetrics University Radio Show. I'm Erzi Gattaker, the CTO of Sitejob Labs and Commetrics, and I'm hosting this particular show. We have 4 points we want to discuss with you here. What is this, or it's kind of a short introduction for social media, and why will my apps not save me? Then we have some case examples from Xing, LinkedIn, Aviva, Children Charity, and of course the NZZ and other newspapers. And then we talk about benchmarking, Chicago Booth gets practical with mycometrics.com, which then results in point number 4, the wrap up. So let me just dive into section number 1. What is actually social media? And there are many definitions out there about social media, but we've come up with a relatively simple one where we say social media encompasses any tool or service that uses telecommunication technology, including digital media, to facilitate production, exchange of data, information, and action, including conversation. So it can include Facebook, Twitter, Skype, Hotmail, and so forth. Now, social media, of course, empowers consumers of content to become producers of content relatively quickly and easily without having to be geeks. And then in part, it mainly shifts the social media model, the social communication model, from broadcast model, where it was few to many, to a model of many to many, as well as many to few. And the many to few is, of course, the case where we broadcast or send out our stuff via Twitter or Facebook, but nobody really wants to listen to it, or nobody really wants to read the material we have. And this is also a case in point with apps. If we look at apps, for instance, there are more than 40,000 downloads for your iPad application as the Süddeutsche Zeitung, which is a German daily, found out for its magazine. They have a weekend magazine, which is enclosed with their Saturday edition and part of the subscriptions. If you have one, you get, so it's free. But if you get it via your iPhone, of course, you have to pay a small fee. But if you pay 72 cents, the number they got based on the fact that about 3% of the users loaded download this stuff after 30 days, it's barely, after they pay commission to Apple, of course, which is 30%, it's barely 600 euros per weekend. That is by no way going to offset the losses they've had by people switching from the printed version to the digital version, and that's a little bit discouraging. This brings me to section 2 of this short podcast, which talks about cases, Xing, LinkedIn, Aviva, and so forth. Let me just go into this. The first thing we need to understand, as we related to the iApp I talked about from Süddeutsche Zeitung and the broadcasting, people want to share to promote themselves. As a study by the New York Times and a research agency found out, if you go onto the blog post and you look at the SlideShare presentation, you can actually go to these links. Now, the problem is then with groups on LinkedIn or Xing, where people may actually broadcast what they have to say, but nobody replies to it. So the effort is, I mean, you can't have communication, you can't have a conversation with a person if nobody replies to you and you can reply back. So if you just introduce yourself in a group and none of the moderators reply to you, you feel a little bit lost. And our research has shown that these people will probably not come back. There'll be another member who never shows up or contributes. And if you just broadcast your event, such as a get-together or an after-work apéro or something else, you need to do it in such a way that people can comment to it, people can contribute to it. People can promote themselves by saying something smart. Not smart-ass, just something smart or insightful. And this brings me to the next case, which actually deals with business ethics. If you run an advertising campaign, as companies like Aviva and others have done, you need to be aware of the fact that people are not dumb. So if I look at your how much money you spend, as Aviva did, with paying for a third of a page of an ad, and they did several of these with the same face, each one of them costing over 100,000 UK pounds, and you claim that you donate for every picture which is uploaded to your page, that means a new Facebook fan who uploads a picture and then he participates in your sweepstakes or whatever you have, you'll donate £2 to the Children Charity. That's great, but If you spend already more, then you contribute in total to this charity with your first ad, with your first print ad, then I question the morals of this whole campaign and if it really benefits you and the company in the long run. This brings me to the third part of the presentation, benchmarking. So now we've said that apps can't save you. Social media offers you the opportunity to move from a broadcasting model to a many-to-many or many-to-few model, and that people share because they want to promote themselves. So what does this mean about benchmarking? I mean, how can you benchmark yourself? Well, Chicago Booth, and in my slides I show this from Chicago Booth, this particular ad, where it boosts something like 6 is the minimum number of Nobel Prizes a business school's faculty should win before you consider enrolling in its executive MBA program. Now, this is wonderful. It's, of course, a nice advertising gimmick. But are these the right benchmarks? Another example of this is on how many social media platforms the school is active. Is that a benchmark? The level of engagement the business school is using on social media. Is that relevant? Or how it compares to Harvard? Is that relevant? Or how many platforms it actually runs and has its personal groups, its discussion groups and so forth, like the Wharton Business School. So this brings up the question with the benchmarking, where you have to say, what is your target group and do they care about this particular measure? So your boss may care about page views or unique visitors. Please give them the number. But then you may have to have some smart metrics, what I call specific, manageable, actionable, relevant, and trending metrics that allow you to do something. Here I show a chart, which of course you can't see, but I'm trying to describe it over several months, where it shows how various blocks are performing with the Commetrics Block Impact Index. And as it shows, there's a spike in July, and then there's a spike on the 23rd of October, where it goes up again because it dropped on the 8th of October. Now, that the drop was due to Yahoo and Google not having their APIs working properly. And the July one was due that a famous person called Roger Federer wrote about it. So, and you get a spike. Now, the Roger Federer spike, we can't really repeat. So we can't do too much about it, but that explains it. The drop, because of the APIs not working, is not our fault, but it's going up again. If we then look at it overall, we can see, comparing it with the January mean performance, the block performance has increased over the months and it's always above the mean of last year. So we're doing something right and we can probably be satisfied. This brings me already to the wrap up. So we've talked about how to define social media, that is the various technologies we can use with telecommunication to discuss things and do stuff. And iApps are great and there are 1.2 billion out there, but 720 or 600 euros more revenue each week may not break the bank. The case examples also show us that whilst we can move from a broadcasting model to a many-to-many or many-to-few model, that the challenge we have is that few people want to listen to what we have to say. And if we benchmark like the Chicago Booth people did, we need to have relevant benchmarks for the target audience. And having 6 Nobel Prize winners on staff and touting about this or bragging about it is great. But that does not explain or does not justify my need to know if I'm going to learn what I need to learn whilst attending this program. This brings me sort of kind of with the wrap up, which I'm going to write in right now. We need to address what is the purpose of our use of social media. That is, why do we do it and what benefit will it have if our potential customers or current customers follow us on Facebook as they do for the Aviva Insurance or for NZZ, the newspaper, which has a Facebook page? What's the benefit? And then we have to have a strategy on how to deliver what they need so that they get the benefit and then they come. And then we have to implement it. And of course, we can't forget to measure it at the end. If we do not measure, you know, spending 200,000, 400,000 or more than £1 million UK pounds on an advertising campaign as Aviva did to gain 30,000 fans on Facebook is great. But if we consider that 90% of those will never ever come back after they have participated in the sweepstakes we have organized, does this really achieve what we want to achieve? And does this really mean that we're engaging with our clients? Or is it just wishful thinking? This already brings me to the end of this presentation. Let me tell you that the best way to get this presentation is probably looking at the slides. So if you go to commetrics.com/P=17082, you should get the blog post, and from there you can connect to the video and the slides and all kinds of things. And they're probably quite useful for you. So I thank you for having attended the Commetrics radio show number 13. And I hope I will see you again very soon. And until next time, I wish you goodbye and have a great time and great success with social media. Thank you very much. And this is Ursi Gattaker, and out.